I'm Mary Welcher here with Vince Colonnais.
Well, good morning to you, and good morning to our friend Joe DeGeneva, legal analyst and former U.S. attorney to the District of Columbia. Joe, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, well, we saw courtesy of a bunch of news reports that your family had a busy week last week. Rudy Giuliani, first and foremost, on Wednesday, was raided by the feds. They had him turn over a bunch of communications devices. He's referred to that raid as illegal and unconstitutional, suggesting he could have merely handed the devices over if the FBI had asked for them. He has had a long-standing relationship, a professional one, obviously, with the U.S. Justice Department, and would be happy to collaborate and cooperate on anything they're looking into. Meanwhile, also on Wednesday, the FBI came to your house and sought devices from your wife, Victoria Tunsing. Tell us about that experience and what actually went down.
Yeah, last Wednesday at about 6:30 in the morning, a couple of FBI agents, actually four of them, showed up. They rang the doorbell at around 6:30. I answered the door. They apologized profusely for being there. They were very, very polite and professional. They said they had a search warrant to get some electronic devices from Victoria. I looked at the warrant. I said, come on in. They asked for Victoria's phone. Once they checked and saw that it was the same phone that was mentioned in the warrant, we handed it over to them. They left. There was no search of our house. They simply wanted the device, and we gave it to them. And we would have given it to them had they asked for it. Now, our attorney was later advised that Victoria was not a target of the investigation, but she was someone from whom they were seeking evidence on her electronic device about someone else. The search warrant referred to a FARA violation by someone. As far as Victoria's concerned, she has not represented any foreign client for a number of years. And when she did, she registered for that foreign client. We've never had a client from Ukraine and never represented anybody or lobbied anybody on behalf of Ukraine. Now, in order to get this search warrant, they had to violate their own rules in order to do it. As you know, under Justice Department guidelines, priests, doctors, and lawyers are protected from searches, and they have to go through special hoops in order to get a search warrant because all of those people, especially lawyers, have attorney-client privileged information. They have to use the least intrusive technique and method to try to acquire the information first, ask for it, use a subpoena, but only finally get a search warrant. They actually violated all of those rules in getting the search warrant for Victoria's phone. But of course, obviously, you have to hand it over, and we did so. But they violated all of their own standards in order to do this. And I want to reiterate again, she was told by the U.S. Attorney's Office in New York to our lawyer that she is not a target of the investigation.
Joe, is it normal for suspected FARA violations, not registering as a foreign agent, that the FBI conducts a raid?
No. This is actually quite remarkable, mystifying, unusual, and outrageous. All of that and more. When you're dealing with lawyers that are known and respected in court and bar and the public arena, there's absolutely no basis whatsoever for such a search warrant. These things are in terrorem tactics. The use of these tactics is designed to intimidate people. Well, you know, you're not going to intimidate lawyers who've been practicing law for 50 years with something like this, but the publicity is designed to embarrass people and to create a maelstrom of activity around it. It's most unfortunate, unprofessional, and worse than that, constitutionally unnecessary. All they had to do was ask for the devices. They would have been given to them gladly, especially since there's nothing on them, except a lot of attorney-client information related not only to a whole host of clients, but remarkably related to no client in Ukraine or any client, since we have never represented anybody from Ukraine.
So that's your side, and meaning the raid that happened at your house. But then there's also the Rudy Giuliani story. So Rudy Giuliani gets raided same day last week, Wednesday. And in his case, because he's the personal attorney to the president of the United States, there you'd imagine there's got to be a lot of concern from Donald Trump, from Rudy Giuliani and that orbit about the idea that the FBI has just obtained personal attorney-client privileged communications between Rudy and Donald Trump that may give the FBI some pretext to open new investigations or something? What do you think about all of that?
Well, what's interesting was we learned on Wednesday when we were given some documents related to this, to the search warrant, that in 2019, the Justice Department had gotten a covert search warrant for the iCloud of Rudy and Victoria. And we were told that that search revealed nothing. And that when the Southern District went back to the Justice Department in 2019 to get an additional search warrant, they were denied. They were not permitted because they had turned up nothing in the 2019 cloud search. Thereafter, the Southern District apparently waited until the Biden Justice Department took over, requested the search warrant again, and got it this time.
Wait, I'm sorry. Don't the same standards apply? Shouldn't they have used the least intrusive method possible? Instead, they spied on your wife without her knowledge?
Yes, and more importantly, we were informed that they did not use a taint team in 2019 when they took the information from the cloud, which means that attorney-client privilege information was reviewed by someone in the Bureau and in the Justice Department without a taint team. In other words, a team that could not have anything to do with an investigation. So it appears that all the rules were violated. And may I say, you know, FARA violate any federal statute is an important statute. Otherwise, it wouldn't be on the books. You know, you can say that. Maybe the Logan Act is the one example of a statute that's not enforced that shouldn't be on the books. But FARA all of a sudden becomes a very important enforcement technique when Donald Trump becomes president. And anyone who gets anywhere near it becomes the target of an investigation. Now, Victoria is told that she is not a target of this investigation, that someone else is. Obviously, it's Rudy. You can tell from the public maelstrom surrounding all of this. But it's pretty obvious that the law is being stretched to create the circumstances of the appearance of illegal activity where none exists. Victoria Tunting, my wife, has been a superb lawyer conducting herself legally and honorably ever since she entered the bar in the 1970s, more than 50 years of legal practice.
Joe, let me just jump in here because we're up against the clock.
Just deal with people like this.
Joe, just let me jump in here just very quickly because we're up against the clock here. In 10 seconds, 15 seconds, Joe Biden denied any knowledge of this raid, said he knew nothing about it. Do you believe that?
I have no idea. Okay, I don't know who knew about this, but whoever did ought to be ashamed of themselves.
Yeah, it's amazing what is happening, and it is very, very scary as well. Joe DeGeneva, thank you so much for joining us. Have a great week.
You bet. My pleasure.